this is Joe Chip, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey 89.9 KGRG. Did I miss one there? I
think. Mike and Mickey After Dark.
Oh, After Dark. Okay. This is Joe Chip, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG.
Waited an eternity for this.
It is Monday, October 3rd, here at Green River College, and episode 61 of Mike and Mickey After Dark, sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show, and broadcasting live on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Summer Lake Taps 89.3 FM. Listen online and on demand using the brand new KGRG FM app. And we're always streaming on iHeartRadio and at KGRG.com. Mike and Mickey After Dark is a show where we do like we do every Monday night, taking your late night requests and giving you a little something extra. Hey, Mike. Oh my god, he's not here today. Tonight is a guest-a-palooza because Mike is off at work. R.I.P. that guy. But you can get a hold of us by calling 253-833-5004 or tweeting us at KGRGFM. So we will be live tweeting all the way until midnight, so use the hashtag MMAD to keep up with all the madness. It's going to be a really fun show this week, and we got a lot to get to. But first, let's give someone else a chance to talk. Let's say hi to the rest of the mad cast.
Hey, y'all. It's Intern Hunter again.
Yay, Intern Hunter. How are you doing tonight, man?
I am fabulous.
That's really great to hear. And all the way in the newsroom, we got... We'll have more guests later. They're on the way. We just got a text from them.
To be continued.
Yes. So, tonight on Mikey Mickey After Dark, we will be getting on our cowboy boots and doing the weekend roundup. Then we're going to discuss like this killer clown phenomenon that's been going viral the past few days. We'll get to that later. Afterward, we got our pocket protectors ready for geek history. Play around of is real or is fake. And then we discuss the haunted forest of Maple Valley with our beautiful guests. Then we put on some musicals and munch on candy for the slumber party. Talk to you listeners about KGRG's fall pledge drive. And we end with shoutouts. All of that and more on tonight's all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark. And if you want to join the party, call us up at 253-833-5004. That, my friends, is the number you need to lock into your phone or tweet at us at KGRGFM for those late-night requests. All right, coming up next is Home is Such a Lonely Place by Blink-182, only on KGRG 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey After Dark. Omit the mic. All right. Do you guys know what time it is?
It is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. It is the weekend roundup.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
For you to go. That's cowbell sounds, and then yeehaw! Cow sounds, and nay! That's a horse that they're riding. Lassos. And cowbells. They giddy up and there's a sunset and then drop.
What is
weekend
a...
roundup.
Wow.
What does a cowgirl say?
You're gonna want that cowbell.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey After Dark, and it is time for the weekend roundup. Hey Hunter.
Hey, what?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling awesome.
Do you want to maybe tell me about your weekend a little bit?
Oh, man, my weekend. I actually had a day off. Had a day off from working at the Starbucks, serving ungrateful people. But, of course, there are the ones that are very grateful. Bob, I'm talking to you.
Shout out to Bob.
He's a regular, comes into our store. He actually is a teacher here. Yeah, super nice guy. Saturday, I dropped my parents off at the airport.
Where did they go?
My entire family flew to Mexico for a week.
Without you?
Without me.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's okay. At least I have the house to myself. I actually feel like an independent person now. So I dropped them off in the morning, went home, took two naps.
Just two kinda, naps?
Yeah, two.
It's a way to live.
I think I woke up and ate some Star Wars macaroni and cheese.
It's a way to live.
Oh, yeah.
Luigi macaroni.
And then I went and saw a musical.
Oh, what musical did you see?
I saw Little Women, the Broadway musical. It was incredible. It was funny because at this theater company that I do most of my shows at, back in 2009, I did it when they first did it. I was in it. It was just an ensemble, but seriously, it was one of my favorite shows I've ever done with the theater. Mostly just because the music is just so gorgeous and it's just so powerful, and the story is just so inspirational and really kind of hits something with me.
Yeah.
So I saw their most recent production, and it was really interesting to be on the other side now, watching the show instead of actually performing in the show. I cried throughout the last half of the show. But,
oh, no.
But who am I kidding? I always cried everything. That's what I did that night. And then Sunday I worked again. That was fun.
Very nice.
Before I ate some more Star Wars macaroni and cheese. By the way, that is life. That is everything I could ever ask for. I mean, Star Wars and macaroni and cheese. I mean,
here I come.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my weekend.
That sounds fantastic. I'm so glad that you had such a good time.
What did you do?
Well, my sibling and her boyfriend are moving out of the house into their new apartment.
Oh.
So I spent a lot of time saying my goodbyes as if they're leaving the country or something, but they're just 30 minutes away.
Exactly.
I'm like, I'm going to miss you, Mitch. You're my favorite. And she's like, I'm your only sibling. It's like, but you're my favorite. And so it was a lot of hugging and crying and helping her pack up boxes, things like that. And then my dad was like, all right, well, I'm going to go on a fishing trip. I'll see you later. I'll see you Monday night. This is on Friday. So I was like,
weekend to myself
with the house completely empty and quiet. My God. I was so excited. I was like, I can watch K-pop in the living room and I can cook as much stinky food as I want. Oh, I'm so excited.
Treat yourself.
Saturday morning, my dad came home and he's like, hey, I'm back. Fishing wasn't great.
What?
After, he showed me a photo. Apparently, he was trying to hook a smallmouth bass. But then when he was pulling up the rod and everything, the hook got lodged into his middle finger knuckle. And he had to go to the emergency room. So it was
there.
So that was spooky pooky, man. So
they really got hooked. Ba-dum-boom-tsh.
And so he came home and he's like, sorry, I know that you're disappointed. I'm like, yeah, I guess. And then he proceeded to watch Seahawks in just a jersey and boxers. Yeah, and I was like, I have to go to my room. I'll see you later.
I have some stuff I need to do.
Yeah, and so I drew for a few hours and that was very fun. I watched more of my favorite Korean dramas Japanese dramas. Oh my God, they're so good. I have to tell you more about them off the air because, so good. And afterward, I went grocery shopping at Uwajimaya, picked up all of my specialty ingredients that I need for my Korean home cooking. And I completely forgot about it. So today I woke up and I was like, who bought me all of these ingredients? Oh my God. Because my memory is actually
the worst.
So it's a present to myself. Thank you, Past Mickey. And since our guests haven't shown up yet, we can't ask them about their weekend. So they'll just have to tell us about it later.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're coming in right now. Hello, beautiful. We will talk about that. We'll talk about them behind their backs. We will talk to them in a few minutes. So coming up next is The Few That Remain by Set Your Goals, only on KGRG 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey, After Dark. You are listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey, After Dark, and our guests are finally here, our beautiful, beautiful guests. How about you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi.
Hello.
Who is it?
To Danica from The Buzz.
Hello, and who is joined by you?
This is Andrea.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is. So,
that was really good.
Yeah, thanks.
Gorgeous. So, how was your guys' weekend? We just did our little weekend roundup, and I want to know how you guys are doing. We're cowboyed up, so I'm ready to hear.
I moved into Andrea's house for the weekend.
You sure did.
Nice.
What did we do? Well, you taught me how to crochet. That's my favorite part.
That's really
She's
cute.
She's making things.
What are you guys making?
Well, I'm making a scarf.
A house?
That's the easiest thing. I'm making a hat, like a beanie.
That's Yay. So great.
Gotta keep my head warm.
Oh my god.
We're gonna open up our own Etsy store soon.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Are you really?
I mean, I don't know.
I hope Maybe. So. I would buy it.
Same.
What else have you guys been up to?
We were with T2 and new... Q2, whatever.
Yeah.
That lady.
H Quinn.
Yeah.
At the Haunted Forest on Saturday.
And we'll be talking a bit more about your experience there later tonight.
Yeah.
No comment.
I'm sorry. Andrea's mic is being weird.
That's okay. We'll fix it in a minute.
Just come share this one with me.
So, anything else been going on in your guys' lives? Apparently, you guys are like newlyweds.
One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill. Yeah.
It's not new, but it's everything.
Oh my god.
Literally everything.
All right. Well, after these quick messages, we will be back with Geek History. We're getting our pocket protectors ready, adjusting our glasses, and we'll learn a little bit of history. Coming up next on KGRG, 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey After Dark. We're going to get our pocket protectors ready for some geek history.
Nerd! It is 10 o'clock, so it is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. It is time to find out what happened today in geek history.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right. You're listening to KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Summer Lake Taps, A9.3 FM. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, and it is indeed time for geek history, but Mike is working, RIP that guy.
Oh. Your intros are so long, and I love them.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Mike made
them.
Most of them. So shout out to Mike. I love you. All right, so geek history, we go through what happened today, October 3rd. And starting in 1849, Edgar Allan Poe was found delirious in a gutter in Baltimore, haven't we all, under yep. mysterious circumstances. And it was the last time he is seen in public before his death.
Love me some Poe.
Tell me more about Poe.
Poe?
I want to know.
You want to know him?
Yes.
He was a poet, a writer, wrote really
I
morbid.
Know a poet. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
He most famous for The Raven, Once Upon a Midnight Dreary, While I Pondered Weak and Weary. Yes. Quoth the Raven, Nevermore.
Yep.
One or two days from now, he actually died.
Yeah.
Because when he was found in the gutter, that was like the last like thing for him.
The last
yeah.
hurrah.
Yeah.
Pink in the
same top. Here.
The king of everything morbid.
Okay. Well, up next, in 1949, a whole 100 years after this, Word, the first black-owned radio station in the U.S., opened in Atlanta and broadcasted on 860 AM. I thought
wow.
that was
That's
pretty
awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool.
I think that they're still broadcasting today.
Oh, super cool.
Which is pretty gnarly.
Like, wow.
I love it. And then in 1955, so many things happened. Captain Kangaroo, The Andy Griffith Show, and The Dick Van Dyke Show all premiered on CBS. And the Mickey Mouse Club Show premiered on ABC.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me?
Yes.
That one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And Andrea's wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt.
Actually,
so
indeed
cute.
I am.
Actually, we're all wearing a Disney shirt of some sort, except for Mickey.
Oh, my goodness. That's so true.
I'm wearing like a watercolor shirt.
I've got Lion King and...
That's really cute.
And I have Maleficent.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I feel really left out.
The Mistress of All Evil.
You should have told me. I could have coordinated.
I mean, I only
As
have been
I
wearing
shirt.
This shirt for
Your name's
like-
Mickey.
I just put
That's
this
so
shirt
true.
On.
That's true.
Because I wanted to take off my slave shirt.
Anyway. In 1995, more than 150 million people tuned in for the announcement of the verdict of the O.J. Simpson trial.
Ooh.
Today.
Okay. Wow. I wasn't even born.
I remember hearing about that on TV forever, and I was like, you're taking over my life, stop.
I hear that it was like...
It was huge.
People watched it instead of regular television.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what's going on. So, that's all I have for geek history today. I think that went very, very well.
Yeah.
I thought we got some good geeky stuff. I think Mike would be proud.
He would be.
I think that he would as well.
He's not dead. He's at work.
But his spirit is with us tonight.
He's not with us anymore.
R.I.P. coming up next is Postcard by Balance and Composure. On KGRG 89.9 FM.
It is time for your newest favorite game!
Is it real or is it fake?
Woo! I gotta woo myself tonight because Mike is, I wanted to say out of town, but he's not out of town.
He's out of town.
He's just
Mike.
At work. Okay. So, you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, broadcasting live on 89.9 KGRG. And, you know, today's Is Real or Is It Fake is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show. The Northwest Back to Basics Comic Convention is returning to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and the 6th. And we will be there.
Yeah,
you can
I'm
come
so excited.
Meet us. We'll be wearing our KGRG shirts. Just come say hey.
Yeah.
For the full list of guests and ticket information, you can visit jetcitycomicshow.com. And listen to The Buzz every Wednesday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., as well as Mikey Mickey After Dark for your opportunity to win two-day passes. And you know what? After Is It Real or Is It Fake, you can call in 253-833-5004 to win two-day passes. How wild is that?
It's wild that people are not calling right now.
Right?
Crazy.
All right, well, Is It Real or Is It Fake is a game where I usually name to you guys three music genres. I describe them to you, you guys deliberate a little, and you say, is it real or is it fake? But since today is October 3rd, it is the beginning of the season of Halloween.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah.
I decided to go for horror movies.
Yay!
And we will be doing this again on Halloween night, which is, yes, a Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So, to bring it off. First, we have The Refrigerator, a struggling couple in the late 80s movie move into a New York apartment that just so happens to contain a fridge that's a doorway to hell.
Oh.
The appliance, with all of its friends in the kitchen, begin possessing the couple and forcing them to host a party that ends in mayhem as Kitchen Gadgets goes on a bloody killing spree.
Wow.
Is it real or is it fake?
I can't even keep a straight face right now. So let's start with Andrea. What do you think?
What did you say? The refrigerator?
The refrigerator. Because that's the start of it all.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna say fake.
Okay. So Andrea, I forgot to make a scoreboard. I'm a fool. Okay.
You're a beautiful fool.
Says it's fake. Okay. Adonica.
It's Adonica.
I know. I always do this to you.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to call you Mikey. No, I love you.
Sticky instead of Mickey.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
I feel like it's so out there that it's probably real.
Would you watch it?
I mean, probably not. I mean, it depends. It depends on the company that I'm with. And if we're just going to make fun of this movie.
Yeah.
Then yes, I'll watch it.
What if someone was like, this is my favorite movie of all time. The Refrigerator.
Andrea just said that we would do that, but I'm like, I feel like Andrea would be really afraid.
That's possible, honestly.
Oh, buddy. So you say it's real?
I feel like this is a real thing. I mean, that happened. I mean, I've heard of some actual real movie titles that are, like, really not far off from what this is.
So, Hunter, this is your first game of Is It Real or Is It Fake? And we usually do music genres, but tonight it's horror movies. What do you think about The Refrigerator?
Oh, man. Horror movies is sort of my thing, and I haven't heard of this one. And that kind of saddens me, because if this was real, like, I would be totally over it, so I think it's fake.
Yeah. Okay.
It's too far out there.
Well, I guess I'm on my own.
So Andrea and Hunter say it's fake. Adanica says it's real. So hey, Andrea and Hunter.
Yes.
What?
It's so real. It's so real. The refrigerator is completely real. You can probably watch it somewhere. Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm watching the trailer right after this. Yes. I need to see this.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, I don't understand.
You'll just have to watch to understand.
It was the 80s. I don't think you have to understand.
It was set in the 80s.
It was set in the 80s.
I'm not sure if it was in the
80s. Okay.
Oh, like the cheesiest era of them all.
Yeah.
To be honest.
All right. Our next movie for the evening is Matango. Oh. So a group of survivors end up shipwrecked on an island populated by mushroom people.
Okay.
Better yet, regular folks who made the mistake of consuming the addictive native fungi. As the group tries to avoid these toadstools full of bloodlust, the survivors begin... the survivors begin to turn on each other, and the movie ends on a bizarre and bleak note as they, too, become mushrooms.
Is it real or is it face?
The faces around the studio right now are honestly beautiful because everyone's just like.
It sounds like a sad game of Mario.
Like Mario meets what's that
Lost?
Movie? Lost or like Lord of the Flies?
Oh my god! Yes,
it
Lord
does.
Of the Shrooms.
Lord of the Shrooms.
I can't believe it. So let's start with Hunter on this one.
Me?
Yeah. What do you think about Matango?
If there is such a thing as the refrigerator movie, I'm going to have to say that this is real. It is so out there that, like, I really want to see it.
Oh my god. Those toadstools, man.
Yeah.
All right. Danica.
Well,
Tell me.
I kind of want this to be real, too.
Yeah. Would you watch it?
On some shrooms.
I feel like that's a requirement.
We here at KGRG don't condone drug use.
We do not.
Stay safe. Make good choices, kids. So you say it's real?
I want it to be real, so I'm going to say that it's real.
And Andrea, what do you think?
I want to go fake. When you said the name, Matango, I thought it was about like haunted tang drink powder.
That's oddly specific.
I want that.
I mean,
to be
we
real
had the
too.
Refrigerator, so
yeah.
Tang. I was like, is this like going on a food theme?
Oh
I
wish.
I'm gonna say fake again.
So Andrea says it's fake, Danica and Hunter say it's real. So Hunter and Danica.
Oh no. Oh my gosh, it's
what?
Real?
It's
on
real.
Yes.
Wow.
We really have to watch it. Like all these movies that we're talking about, we have to watch.
Bad horror movie night.
Yeah.
Yes,
please.
Party at Mickey's.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I didn't think either of these are real. I cannot believe that.
We got a third, though. We ain't done yet, girl.
Okay. Oh.
So our third is called House. Japanese horror flicks are always the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, in House, a schoolgirl and six of her friends go to her sick aunt's house. And while there, each of the characters suffer from a convoluted way of being quote-unquote eaten.
Okay.
There's an evil bed that digests you while you sleep. And a deadly piano. I mean, you can imagine somebody eaten by a piano, right? It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
A ravenous light fixture and a disembodied head that bites people on their tushy.
Okay, that's like not even a piece of furniture.
I was going to say, it sounds like Beauty and the Beast crack.
No one leaves this deranged house. So.
Is it real or is it fake?
I'm going to start with Danica on this one.
Okay. So. I have said real for everything so far, and it has not failed me, so I'm going to continue that.
So you say it's real?
Yeah.
Would you hang out in this house?
No.
I would. It sounds like a fun time. Okay, Andrea.
Just because the other ones have been real, I'm going to say fake.
Okay.
A third time, even if it nips me in the butt.
Like that head. All right, and Hunter, what do you think?
I think it's fake.
Fake? Why do you say that?
That pause though.
I think it's really. I think it was the head that bites people in the tushy. Like I know Japanese horror films, and I it would be kind of hard to see a flying head biting someone in the tushy, but that could just be because
Because I worded it like that?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe I caught on.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
All right, so this is the winning one, you guys. Andrea says it's fake, Adanica says it's real, and Hunter says it's fake. So, Adanica. What? It's real. It's real. House is real. And so
I'm speechless right now.
Let's read off our scores.
Wow.
So Andrea got 0. Hunter got 1. Congratulations on getting a point on your first Is It Real or Is It Fake?
Thanks.
No, that's big, seriously. And Adanica, you won all 3.
I'm
you got them all correct.
Wow.
So that
I
want to
thank my cat, Bullet.
That's
for speech.
Such a
speech.
Little babe. Such a furry little guy that loves me. And Mickey, because her hugs are magic.
Thank you. And shout out to those movies, because, oh man.
Oh, I'm going to go and watch every single trailer.
Please, we should.
Yes.
So that has been
Is It Real or Is It Fake?
Woo! On Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG 89.9 FM. And now is your time to call in for Jet City Comic Con tickets. That's 253-833-5004. We are giving them away in pairs, so make sure to ring your nerdy friends along. That's 253-833-5004. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. It is certainly After Dark because it's time to get spooky on KGRG 89.9 FM. So my pretty ladies over in the newsroom.
Hello.
You can't wave on the radio.
I know. That was just for you. It's our little secret.
Oh my God. Oh. So you guys went to the Haunted Forest in Maple Valley at Royal Arch Park over the weekend.
Yes, yes we did.
Tell me more about that experience. Like, how scary was it?
So there are a lot of jump scares that, like, that get me a lot. But, like, the effects and stuff are really cool, and I thought they did a great job.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was surprisingly not scared. Like, none of the actors came near me, so, like, I was pretty chill.
Well, yeah. You were
in the,
like,
safe
daylight,
zone.
Though?
I mean, yeah, I went through
you
the haunted
the family
forest.
Walk?
Well, I did it during the daytime when we were just, like, setting up the tents and, like, setting up posters and all that.
Yeah.
And T2 was like, hey, let's, like, check it out. And I was like, this is the only time I'm walking through this.
Oh, no. That's why you weren't scared. It was daytime.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I did get a little spooked because there was a little... a little music player hidden in the bushes, and I was like, "What is that?"
Yeah,
and I started like trying to like do high kicks and do karate. I don't know karate, by the way.
Oh man, I remember going through the walk last year. Trevbot was with me of Dead Air, and you know, I was really, really scared. I had to hold his hand because I was so spooked. And we went through really late at night. I'm talking like 10 or 11 at night. And
oh my gosh.
I was so, like, people were getting up in my face. I was ready to throw my tiny fists, but I remember that they were actors. They're just doing their job.
Yeah.
I've worked in a scary haunted house before and made a kid have a not so good time on accident.
Oh.
I felt so bad. But man, it's really, really actually scary. I mean, actually scary. Like, I've screamed a few times when I was going through there.
So I said, like, this really stupid thing.
What happened?
So it was, like, the part in the crematorium.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, there's, like, one person at the end, like, where they're, like, she came to get burned or whatever. And they're talking at me, and I was, like, well, I mean, I'm Ginger.
So drag her.
Take her away, yeah?
Oh, that reminds me.
That's why I buy sunblock.
When we were... when Trevbot and I were walking through, there was this one point where it was like a hair-cutting place almost, but it was like big, you know, like garden shears, like... And this guy was like, let me give you a snip, snip, snip haircut. And Trevbot was like, I don't have hair. It was really, really funny. But I think that, like, the scariest part was the completely black box. Like, so the walls were covered black paper. So it was completely dark.
Oh, there was one like that. And then there were, like, people trapped, like, in between, like, this section. Yeah. And they would, like, spray water on you over the thing.
And they would, like, pound on the walls and scream. Yeah. And you'd just be like, I don't know where I am.
I was like, why am I wet right now?
Can I leave? Can we stop the ride?
Referee.
House.
We watch all the trailers from the movies. In Is It Real or Is It Fake?
They are pure gold, by the way.
They were all incredible. We will be posting those to the KGRGFM Twitter at KGRGFM, of course. And if you have become interested in the Haunted Forest Maple Valley, hosted at the Royal Arch Park every weekend, Friday and Saturday night, you can win some tickets from us.
Do it!
Whoa! You can come hang out at the KGRG booth. You can walk on through for free. And there's a bunch of little businesses around there, like, selling delicious food. Like, I had the best donuts of my life.
Okay, you just caught my attention.
Right? And so, to win those tickets, all you have to do is call 253-833-5004 right now, and we'll give them to you for free.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Also, I mean, that seems like a pretty good deal, just saying.
Right?
You know what's also a good deal, though, is that their snacks, drinks, and candies and chips, they're all a dollar.
Really? Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Andrea was my sugar mama and bought me a Snickers.
Heck yeah.
So if you're super scared and you lose all your energy from screaming so much, you can get a hot dog for like a dollar.
Well, no hot dogs. Yeah,
it's like candy and soda and like...
Aww.
Yeah. But it's
chips.
Still a
the
dollar.
Two main food
made
groups.
Me want a hot dog real bad.
Aw, sorry, buddy. So, Haunted Forest Maple Valley, 253-833-5004. Free tickets. I mean, what is there to lose? KGRG 89.9 FM. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. You are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting K207 AP Summer Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. And we got all of our little pajamas on. We have been singing so many musical songs tonight. Hunter is a real theater geek.
I am.
Same.
And I love that.
Yes.
We're all dancing around. We're in our PJs. We just ordered a big old pizza. We threw on Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, it's time for the slumber party.
What a time to be alive.
Right?
How lucky we are to be alive right now.
So I have
to be a woman.
I have a box of questions that is guaranteed to make each guest the talk of the party.
Okay.
Get the 411 on all your BFFs. Specifically your Mike and Mickey After Dark BFFs. Super fun questions to ask each other that will keep your party from being a snore.
Oh, man.
So I have two questions for you guys. Are you guys excited?
Bring it.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Okay, Hunter seems really ready. Okay. What is the most annoying word or phrase you would like people to stop saying forever?
Oh, who's going first?
Oh.
Hunter is.
Oh, I am. Oh, cool. Okay, so no offense to people who still say this. I don't want it to go away forever, but just one of those things that irks me every single time. It's when people call me bro.
Oh, really?
And like, and I don't know them. If I've met you before, like, or just like a random stranger who just comes up to me.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, like I used to work at Banana Republic, and I was standing there folding clothes one day, and this guy comes up and he's like, "Yo, bro, can you show me where this is at?" And I'm like, "I am not your bro, sir. I am not your bro." But, like, anyone, like, who I'm close with, like, I'm cool with that. But if you're a random stranger who comes up to me at work and calls me bro, like, no.
Can I go to your Starbucks and be like, bro, I want a white chocolate mocha or something?
And I would probably say, bro, of course you can.
Oh, buddy.
Because I know you.
I want a white chocolate mocha right now, I know, actually, that you just mentioned it.
You were, like, when you said, I don't like when people call me bro, I was like, I've broken the rule.
No. You
call
me bro.
Everyone bro.
You do.
And dog.
And I don't care with you because I love you.
Oh, buddy. I love you too.
So, yeah.
So, Andrea.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is the most annoying word or phrase you would like people to stop saying forever?
Okay, so this might upset people here because I know some people here use this word.
Okay.
But I really don't like the word hella.
Really?
I do not. I never
what if
understood
it's, like,
it
used sparingly.
Okay, so I have a story about that word. I was like 17 and I was like up at a party in like this campsite in like Nevada.
Okay.
Sounds like the basis
and,
of
like,
a horror
this,
movie.
Right. Right? No, I have like an off-air story to tell you guys later about this night.
Oh.
But, okay, this guy was like hitting on me and he was like trying to like make out with me. And he was like,
ew.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like, he just kept saying hella, and I was like, okay. He's like, yeah.
He's
actually,
like, you're hella hot, bro.
He was like, yeah, man. I actually coined that term. Like, it was me.
Goodbye.
Oh my gosh.
Like, goodbye.
He's probably like the same guy that's like, my dad works at Nintendo, so. Like, of course, like, a little kid wouldn't do like the click, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, get out of here.
So you don't like hella. Why is that, Andrea?
I don't know. It's just, I just heard it
just
around.
Just hella annoying, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I started to hear a lot in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, what is this word that people keep saying? And sometimes people would use it wrong. And I was like,
I know. We went to the same high school, so I know your pain.
Yeah, I was over it.
Oh, I don't recall that I actually say that.
Really?
I just go for the street word. I don't add the
Yeah. I like, you can say, like, I had a hell of a time. Like, that's a...
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah, yeah. That's one
yeah,
thing.
That's a, like, a phrase.
But not hella, as a describing word.
Yeah. No. That's my preference.
So, okay.
Danica.
Andrea brought this word to my attention.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Vape Nation.
Yeah.
What?
Vape Nation? Is that what you're going to talk about?
But like, just,
I agree.
And then I heard
agree.
It again, and like someone said, do you have,
can like, you explain vape? That for like the adults who are listening, like, aka Mike?
Like, we vape, so like, Vape Nation, you're in the Vape Nation, man. Let's get our vape juice and like, make out with each other. I don't know what they do, but.
A vape contest?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh
it's
my
just
God.
Like, stop it.
Yeah, my 15-year-old brother, like, talks about it, and I'm like, barf.
I'm hella into Vape Nation, bro.
Matthew needs to
oh
calm
my
down.
Gosh.
I Please also, don't take that out
I'm
of
gonna
context.
Fly over there and attack.
I also want there to be, like, a law that you can't say the word moist unless you're talking about delicious cake.
I mean,
even like, then, I, like, want to, like, run for the hills.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mickey, what is the most annoying word or phrase you'd like people to stop saying forever? I really don't like it when people say stuff like that at the end of their sentence.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like if
that.
They're listing things like, well, what do you want from the grocery store? You know, eggs, milk, cheese, stuff like that. It's like, but what? Like, please be specific.
Okay, but what about if they're like, what kind of like music do you like? And they're like,
okay,
Foo Fighters and blah, 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 and like that
then,
kind of
then
stuff.
Then you know
yeah,
like the genre that they're speaking about, but if it's something specific that I need, like this is a list that I'm making. Or if I'm like baking a cake or something, a moist, delicious cake. I feel like my co-hosts are hating me today. But if I'm like, oh, how much of this do I need? Oh, you know, like 3 cups, stuff like that. It's just like, come on, I need this.
Who does
Get
that?
Yourself together, woman.
I know too many people. And also in my sociology class, shout out to you guys, but they say the word like every 3 seconds. And
yeah.
I
wait, you mean
it.
Like,
Hunter, shut your mouth. But, I don't know. It's just, it's very, very annoying to me.
Yeah.
Because you can pause for a moment. You don't have to, like, say like every few moments.
Oh, gosh, because I totally have that problem. Especially last week, since it was my first time. I'm pretty sure I said like a good 5,000 billion times.
It's okay. So, as a teaser, since we got to go to break for just a hot minute, our next question is, if you had to plan a school field trip, for like Green River College, you know, where would you go? That's coming up next on KGRG 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey After Dark, right after these quick messages. So stay tuned. That was The Only Thing That Matters by Blink-182 on KGRG 89.9 FM, Mikey Mahee, After Dark, and it is the continuation of the slumber party. We shared a little bit of gossip. We came back. We chugged a few sodas, but it's time. So, our question for this slumber party is, if you had to plan a school field trip, where would you go? Andrea.
So my mind automatically goes to Laser Quest.
Yes.
Is that like laser tag?
Laser tag, yeah.
Oh,
this is fun. Let's go there. Why haven't
I
feel like this?
I haven't been in years.
I've been trying to get this to happen. I just want us all to go to laser tag.
I have something to say.
And karaoke.
Like a school field trip. It should be a KGRG field
Intern
trip.
Intern Tommy J on the Buzz works at Laser Quest.
What?
We have a hookup.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my God. Okay, the MMAD crew is coming in.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Like, karaoke and laser tag is my ideal, like, night out.
That'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
I rock at karaoke.
Me
I'm
too.
Sure that you do your beautiful
singer. I sing all the time, so I'm literally walking karaoke.
Wait, let's all just go right now.
Everyone here but me is a beautiful singer. I'm like, I do like soulful renditions of Neutral Milk Hotel and Muse in my car on the highway. That's my great. Karaoke time. I can't do it in front of other people.
But I so approve.
Oh, buddy.
I just want to do some, like, duets with people, like, Islands in the Stream. Yeah. I just want to rock that one out.
Oh, you got to hear me on the entirety of the Drones album. I got
that,
it.
Everything Muse is just my life.
Okay, Adanica.
Okay, so this is, like, a long field trip. Like, several days worth. Maybe a plane ticket for everyone, you know?
Okay.
Dollywood.
Oh my gosh.
Dolly Parton's
the queen.
Theme park.
She has a theme park?
She literally has a theme park.
Tell me more. I have to know all the details so I can book my plane ticket. Like
Tennessee, right?
Yeah, it's Tennessee. There's like roller coasters and like
shows.
Everything that you want. And it's Dolly Parton's.
I can't imagine. That sounds so beautiful.
She just came not too long ago to the Showwear Center, and I wanted to go so badly.
Oh, yeah. I heard
love
about
her
that.
So much.
Oh, I love Dolly.
Okay. Okay,
she's a beautiful
Hunter.
Soul.
So, KGRG field trip, where would you take us?
Okay. Okay, so.
The laugh makes me nervous.
So people should know this about me, but I'm obsessed with Hamilton.
Yes.
For people who don't know Hamilton, it is the biggest show on Broadway right now. It is literally a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, like every theater kid is obsessed with Hamilton right now.
Yeah. It's literally.
I feel like I'm the only theater kid that's not obsessed with Hamilton right
it's
now.
It's literally.
But it's only because I haven't seen it.
It's literally a musical about the guy on the $10 bill. It's done all throughout rap and hip hop. It's done in R&B, and it's just everything you could ever want in a musical.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I literally have a quote of the show tattooed into my skin. So I am a diehard. I am committed. So I know a while back, Lin-Manuel Miranda who wrote the show, like, gave out a bunch of these tickets for students in New York to go see the show as a field trip.
That's so cute.
Like, and all these kids who would never get the chance to go to, like, a Broadway theater and see a show got a chance to go see the show. So I would call up Lin and be like, yo, man, I love you. You're my spirit animal. Like, get us tickets. And so I would fly us all there and have a New York experience with Intern Hunter as the tour guide.
And then
go see Hamilton.
I have a text from Cork from the Buzz, and he said, in all caps, Dollywood is the effing best.
Yes! And then on the way back, we can hit Dollywood.
Yes, that's perfect. So, if I were to take KGRG out on a little field trip, and by little, I mean a long field trip, because I would want to move there, I would take you guys to South Korea, because I'm very, very passionate about that culture and about that. Just everything going on over there. And the food is so good. I've probably gained like 60 pounds in 2 days because it's all so delicious. So I'd take you guys and I'd show you around Seoul. And I'd be like, here's this thing and here's that thing. And also, see you guys later. I'm leaving.
Goodbye.
I'm moving here. I got my key money in. Like, I'm moving.
Oh my gosh.
Though that's probably not going to happen for another 30 or 40 years.
Oh.
But it's a dream. So that has been the Slumber Party. And you know what? We haven't given away enough tickets, I don't feel like. Hunter, yeah. What do you think?
I don't think so. We had one person call up.
For the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, right?
Yep.
And that's every
Are you too
weekend.
Scared to call and get tickets to get scared?
Please, I'm not that scary. I'm actually kind of a dork.
Oh, buddy. But if you want to go to the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, which is every weekend in October, Friday and Saturday night, and why wouldn't you want to go? Because it's fantastic. You can call us 253-833-5004. And hey, same number, go to Jet City Comic Show.
Yeah.
Come meet
yeah.
some geeks.
We're gonna we'll be there. Please hang out with us.
For real. Just look for the KJRG shirts and be like, yo, I want tickets from you. And if you are a little shy tonight, you can also listen in on The Buzz Wednesday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. to win tickets. So again, 253-833-5004. Make sure to call.
Please call.
Coming up next is Driving All Night by Bouncing Souls on KGRG 89.9 FM. You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey After Dark. And you know, you guys, tonight has been super duper fun.
Fan freaking tastic.
Yeah.
I've had a great time hanging out with you guys between air breaks. But I'm going to have an even greater time telling the audience about the KGRG FM Pledge Drive show.
Yes!
So let me give you the deets. So KGRG Pledge Drive, that's pretty much to... Let me put it this way. KGRG is a nonprofit radio station. It's completely student-run. That means we don't get paid at all. We're doing this for fun. We're doing this because we love you guys. And we love entertaining folks. And so, to keep the radio station running, we take pledges or donations, and each of these donations can get you a gift, such as a t-shirt, or I heard that we might have bags.
Ooh. A premium prize.
Yes. And so our pledge drive isn't starting for a few more weeks.
It shows my mic wasn't on and I'm very upset.
I'm sorry. So, Pledge Drive is pretty much to support your favorite local radio station that's run by college kids for, not exactly college kids, but all kids. So, to kick it off, we are starting the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive with a show, a straight-up concert. Mm. It's going to be on Saturday, October 22nd, so mark the date. The door is at 5:30 p.m., and it is being held at Green River College Student Union. So if you know where the college is, you already know where the concert's going to be held. I mean, easy as that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So all of us are going to be there. We're all going to be going hard to, and these are the bands that we are featuring: Blue Helix, Marsalis, yes. Acid Teeth, and God We Rust, and Southworth, and possibly more.
And God We Rust is pretty cool. They did a live set on The Buzz.
Did they? But, like, tell me more about
that. All the other bands are going to be great, too. They were just really fun to hang out with.
Nice.
There's, like, a husband and a wife, and then there's, like, another guy that was there. I'm not sure if, like, the full band was there. But, like, they're just all, like, super, like, especially the wife. Like, she's so cute.
Yeah.
But they're just really cool people, and they're funny, and they're great. And their music's great.
Nice. That's awesome.
Everything's great.
So the Pledge Drive show is... I went to the last one that we held in the spring, I believe. It was so hardcore. Like, I loved it. And it all goes to a great cause, keeping KGRG running. Because, you know, we do get paid by the school to keep these classes going. But hey, we need to keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Keep the microphones going. Pay our engineer.
Yes. Keep it groovy.
Keep it groovy. Keep it straight up wizard.
Yeah.
So, if you want to go to the KGRG Pledge Drive show, that's October 22nd. That's a Saturday. Show up around 5:30 p.m. I think it's only only $10. That's not much at all.
See our sick mosh move.
Yes.
Yeah. Help us do so many spin kicks that we create a tornado.
Yes.
So I invite you to come down, support a great cause, and go hard for the sake of KGRG. Sound good?
Yeah.
We'll all be there.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if my work...
Oh, buddy. Let me come hug you. So coming up next is Beyond a Shadow of a Doubt by Masked Intruder. Stay tuned. That was Fake My Own Death by Sum 41. And you've been listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting K207 AP Summer Lake Tops, 89.3 FM. Oh man, it has been a fantastic night. I really couldn't have been happier with my guests. It is getting close to the witching hour, and that means it is time for us to do what like we do at this time every week. Shout it, shout it, shout it out loud. Turn it up loud. And before we go around the room to close out the night with closing thoughts, shout out to you listening to us right now, because without our listeners, we'd just be talking to ourselves, and that's really awkward.
Wait. You guys don't already do that?
Oh, ruh-roh.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Anyway, let's start in the newsroom. Do you guys have any shout-outs? Let's start with Andrea.
I want to shout out to Bullet.
Is that Danica's cat?
And that's kind of it.
Wow.
That's how important he is
to me. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to Trooper Andrew's dog. Because he's very important to me. And Gigi's cool too, but she's kind of mean.
She's beautiful though.
She's like Diana Ross.
Yeah, beautiful dog and mean. It's a very interesting dog.
I would also.
He's sweet, I promise.
He's very
I
know. Sweet. He bit me too. It's okay, but now he loves me
quite a bit. But like the way that he looks like he's missed out on his taxes. Like he's late to paying something, like his mortgage or something. Like he's late on a bill. That's his face all the time.
The IRS is coming for him.
It's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
He's adorable though.
He's so cute.
He's a baby. He truly is a baby. He's a 10-year-old puppy.
I love him.
I have one more shout out.
Yeah.
And that is to Nick Cage, because we just watched a video. That is pure perfection.
It was just him freaking out.
And it could not have been made possible without Nicolas Cage.
And it was just like him yelling over very somber music.
And being set on fire.
A lot.
This not the bees.
Cage is on fire.
So Hunter.
Me?
Do you have any shout outs?
Yeah. Shout out to Dolly Parton.
Yes! Yeah, for Dollywood. Yes.
Just Dolly in general. And of course, I don't know, shout out to Lin-Manuel Miranda. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Shout out to Luigi Macaroni.
Macaroni. That is also, we're trying to work on that as my DJ name, possibly.
It'd be beautiful. And also House.
Yes, yeah. I was going to say
House.
We should really House. Post all those up on Twitter. So
yes.
Check at KGRG FM for all those sweet movie trailers from this evening's Is It Real or Is It Fake?
And trust me, you will want to watch them.
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Great.
Shout out to like the voice artist who said House.
House.
Oh, yeah. It was just so confusing because it went from like scary to like a very cheerful montage of them
showing each one of them,
yeah,
like the opening to Friends,
and that, and then it went to very scary, and then there was like a painting of a cat that was possessed. I don't know.
It was like puking blood.
Yeah. It was a lot. That's what it was.
That creepy laugh.
Yeah, and then the floating head. It like everything we said. Happens.
It happens.
It is
in
for
the
real.
Trailer.
Yeah, it's we're not lying. It is real.
It is real. It
House.
Is not fake.
As for my shout-outs, shout out to Jay, of course. I love you up in Canada. Also shout out to Clams, my best friend, who's maybe listening.
Clams
I love
the
you
man.
Too. Clams is the man. I think that I'm gonna invite him to the KGRG Pledge Drive show.
Do it.
Because he goes hard and I love him.
So
also,
much love.
Shout out to everyone listening. I think my dad is listening tonight, so shout out
to
you.
Mickey's dad.
Pops. I never call him that. This is Tuna. And if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page in the on-demand section of KGRG.com and on the KGRG FM app. You can also catch our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, the Stitcher Radio app, and on iTunes. Like, share, rate, and review the show wherever you find it, and we'd really appreciate the feedback.
Please.
Come back. Like begging.
Please.
And come back here next week for a thrilling all-new live episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late-night requests and giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight.
Yeah.
We are out, but keep it locked right here for more of today's rock on KGRG A9.9 FM. So closing out the night, we got Stuck in Your Head by I Prevail. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Mike and Mickey After Dark, and until next time, make good choices. Or don't. That's my line, but hey, I'll say it. All right. See you guys later.